I don't guess they. I don't guess they know where I live.
Yes, your mama did it.
Yeah. Okay.
She knows it.
What kind of pies do you make with fruit? Apples or?
Yeah, you can make apple pie, peach pie.
Apple tart.
You can let that. You can dry the apples or either the peaches. And then soak them, you know, after they get dry, soak them for a while and then put them on, cook them with a little sugar till they get back soft again and mash them up. And then you make out your dough and you can put some peaches or apples, either one, in there and make tarts, and then fry them.
I've had those, have you? What about the kind in a deep dish?
Oh, well, that's just a pie, what I call it. Now, when you're talking about a peach pie, you're making it in a deep thing.
But
when you're talking about an apple pie, you're putting it in a crust.
Oh, okay. What about blackberries and stuff like that?
Oh, you just make that deep pie.
And that's just a pie?
Yeah, that's just a pie, what I call a pie.
Put a layer of dough, a layer of bread.
What about the meat? You were talking about how you always had all your own meat from the hogs and stuff.
Well, you kill them when the weather got cold, when the meat was cheap, you know. And they didn't have no cold storage and nothing like you got now. You had to keep it at home. And you had to kill it when the weather was real cold. Cold enough to draw that animal heat out of it.
And then hang it up outside somewhere or something?
The first thing you do, you put it down on pine top and cover it up with salt.
Put it on a what?
Put it on pine top in the smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
And then cover it up with salt. And then you let it stay there a while, and then you take and put it in a box and re-salt. Then when you take it out of the box, you hang it up.
You have to tell it to break the pine tops out of the tree, you know, lay it down.
Just the top branches.
Yeah, some it's easy to break and just lay them down.
And then when you hang it up, you get you some hickory to make you a little bit of fire up under it. And that was called smoking it, you know.
And you can leave them there for how long?
That stuff.
Well,
you had to go back every hour or two, you know, and put a little more on there. You wouldn't have them just enough to make a smoke. You wouldn't have much fire.
They keep for a long time after that.
Well, that didn't make it keep. It just made it have a smoky taste.
Oh, okay. The salt probably helped them
the
keep
salt
longer.
But keep it from spoiling.
Yeah.
But sometimes it would spoil anyhow. I know a long time ago I went down to Florida and they were selling big old fat hams. I bought one of them and brought that thing home and it was soft. But it wasn't worth it to go back with it, you know. So this old color fella that worked with me, I told him to take that ham and let his mama make some soap out of it. Well, it went on about a month, you know, and never did see no soap or nothing. And I asked him, he got the life. He said, the mom made no soap out of that ham, so we eat that ham. And we put hot pepper on it.
So they couldn't taste it.
Yeah. But you know, it's spoiled. It's got an old, bad odor to it.
Yeah. Seems like it wouldn't make them sick. What kind of meat did you get besides ham?
You get sausage.